The Champs-Élysées is the grandest avenue in Paris, but it's increasingly been taken over by global chain stores, Banana Republic, Abercrombie, H&M, the Disney Store. Another sign of change on the Champs-Élysées, Virgin Records, which has been there for 25 years, may soon be closing. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley took a stroll down the famous avenue in the heart of Paris.
Music pours out of the Virgin Megastore onto the sidewalks of the Champs-Élysées for now. The company filed for bankruptcy in December, unable to make it in the fast-changing digital world. The city is worried about what's happening to one of Paris's most iconic strolling avenues, says Deputy Mayor Lynn Cohen-Solal.
We just try to keep a sort of diversity on the Champs-Élysées, with the cinemas, with the restaurant, with cafe and shops, of course. We are very preoccupied because we don't think that the laws of natural market, you know, the free market, make good Champs-Élysées.
Cohen-Solal says the Champs-Élysées is being transformed by skyrocketing rents. A Qatari firm bought the Virgin building and is doubling the rent. She says foreign investors now see the Champs-Élysées as a place for real estate speculation. What a horrible fate for an avenue that is not only a symbol of Paris, but a reflection of the French nation itself. Connecting Napoleon's Arc de Triomphe with the revolutionary Place de la Concorde, the mile-long Champs-Élysées was sculpted in the late 1600s by Louis XIV. Every summer, cyclists sprint up the Champs-Élysées in a mad finish to the iconic Tour de France bike race, and on Bastille Day, French soldiers proudly parade down it. The Germans marched down the Champs-Élysées when they occupied Paris in 1940, and so did the Allies when they liberated the city in 1944.
Hi, David.
Is this a good table?
Despite gloom over the avenue's future, the Champs-Élysées is alive and well, says historian and author David Downey. We meet at restaurant Le Fouquet's, a staple of the Champs-Élysées since 1899. Then Downey takes me for a stroll down the avenue.
When people say that the Champs-Élysées has gone downhill, and it has in some ways because of all of these multinational corporate chain stores. In other ways, I mean, it looks better than it has in a long time. Look at all the buildings that have been restored.
Downey says trees and lampposts were also planted and the sidewalks widened during the early 1990s restoration that transformed the avenue. The Champs, as it is fondly called here, has had two big heydays, says Downey, from 1850 until World War I, the Belle Époque, and from the end of the Second World War to the 1960s, when everyone wanted to be seen here.
Oh, Champs-Élysées.
Then singers crooned about it, and Parisians and tourists alike flocked to the mythic avenue. That atmosphere of romance and excitement was vividly captured in Jean-Luc Godard's classic film Breathless. Jean-Paul Belmondo plays a gangster who is shot on the avenue, and Jean Seberg, an American newspaper girl who hawks her papers there.
New York Herald Tribune!
The Champs-Élysées has always had this intoxicating mix of glamour and sleaze, big money, violence, deal-making, and then the nightclubs and the people coming from all over the world, often with a lot of money.
Today, many of the small shops and cinemas have disappeared from the Champs-Élysées. But the Lido Cabaret and a handful of luxury boutiques still hold on. They just rub shoulders now with places like The Gap and McDonald's. Many Parisians say the Champs has lost its uniqueness and become like anywhere else. But I run into Parisian Jeanine Emmanuel strolling the wide sidewalks with a smile on her face. Emmanuel, who is 60, says she used to come here as a student. I knew the Champs-Élysées when it had many cinemas, and today it's clothing stores, she says. It's different from when I was a student, but let's not exaggerate. The Champs-Élysées still has its charm. Oh yes, it definitely has its charm.
Mais ça a son charme, hein? Faut pas exagérer quand même. Non, non, ça a son charme.
Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.